Corey Harris next.
The greatest Miami Hurricanes of all time. Talking the Dan Le Batard Show. Ray Lewis.
I play with a controlled fury. It's either me be the hitter or the hitty. You have to play with some type of fury. You have to. And that's my game. My game is pure fear, but it's controlled fury.
Edrin James.
I'm one of the most complete backs out there. You know, I do a whole lot, and you can't knock me. That's the only thing. I make sure I take care of that. And if I got any kind of weakness, I can work on that and solve that problem. Wait.
Michael Irvin.
In order to be great, you have to win the games you are expected to win, and then you win the games that nobody gives you a chance to win.
It's all about the you here on the Dan Le Batard Show on Sports Talk 790 The Ticket.
La da da da. Hey, goodbye.
Hold up. Rapper to rewrite history without a pen. No ID on the track, let the story begin. Begin. This is anti-auto-tune, death of the ringtone. This ain't for iTunes, this ain't for sing-along.
Marlins team president will join us at 6 o'clock. We will ask him about Roy Halladay. He's pretty honest about talking about trade stuff. He doesn't hide from it, so hopefully we'll get some information out of him as the trade deadline approaches. The starting quarterback for the University of Miami Hurricanes is with us now on 790, just Corey Harris, as they like to call him, and he's exciting. He's an exciting player, and he's going to start doing some growing right in front of your eyes here. So let's before we get to Ja'Cory Harris and the meat of this interview, I want to, he's a young guy, and we've been talking about 80s music here and what 80s music holds up here. So we're going to give you three options, Ja'Cory. We say this is what you can come out to. You're running through the tunnel of smoke for a home game. We're looking for an 80s song that's going to remain, that holds up, and that kids, that hip kids are still going to like. So I'm going to give you three options here. You give me a 1 to 10 on how good it is, 10 being the highest option, all right?
Okay, I got you.
All right, number 10. Let's hear. Let's give me a song here for Ja'Cory Harris to run through the smoke to. Slow start. You know this, right? You recognize it?
Yeah, I recognize this song.
It's Rocky Like a Hurricane. Hold on a minute. We're going to build up here because it takes a couple of seconds here to get you to the part where there's yelling and screaming and you got some reverberation in your helmet.
Here I am.
Well, you don't need any help. So what do you got? 1 to 10.
That'll be a 8.
All right. So it holds up. It holds up for a young, cool starting quarterback. Give me another option. I don't know whether we're going to be able to do better than that for him, though. It's actually got Hurricane in the lyrics. Give me another one.
I love this song.
Everyone loves this song, man.
I don't know why Phil Collins. Why does Phil Collins resonate with young black people? I don't understand. You know, you got Corey Simon and Ray Lewis listening to this in the locker room.
Lord.
Keep going.
You can keep going if you want.
Nah, I'll be all right.
All right, 1 to 10.
That'd have to be a 9.
All right, so we got two songs here that are holding up. Give him one more option here. I don't know that. Now we're not going to do better than that, though, Stu Gatz. We in the air tonight, Phil Collins. I can't believe if we somehow managed to top Rocky Like a Hurricane. So give him one more option here. Oh, wow. See, this gets me fired up, but I don't think this is going to work on him. Working for the weekend, working on Saturdays, working for Sundays, right? That's what he's doing.
You hate this song, right, Ja'Cory?
Huh?
You hate this song, right?
I don't hate it. I don't too much know this song.
Right, that's my lover boy. Red leather pants, leather headband. That's the best of the group, but you can feel free to give it a 1 or 2 if you like. Ja'Cory Harris with us on 790 The Ticket. I guess one of the things I would ask is, how much stronger are you, physically and mentally? How much stronger are you this year than you were last year?
Mentally, I'm way more stronger because I went through a lot last year, you know, doing a two quarterback system and just working with, you know, with Coach Shannon and different offensive coordinators. So I'm much stronger mentally and physically. I'm stronger. But with the injury of my shoulder, I couldn't be that much stronger. But I actually increased.
Are you trying to gain weight? Have you gained weight? Have you been trying to gain weight?
Yes, I gained 15 pounds since last season. I played at 175, and right now I'm like 190, 191.
Okay, and how'd you do that?
Just work hard, man. I know last year I came in, 162, and I was working hard. But I just told myself I had to put, you know, a little bit more effort into everything because now I'm the starting quarterback, and I got to be the man.
Did you secretly hate Robert Marv?
No, I did not. I did not hate Marv. Marv was a cool guy. You know, things just didn't work out. Can't really say too much about that.
Is there a part of you that's relieved or happy that he's no longer here?
Not really, because of the fact that I wanted to compete for my starting job. I wanted to prove to everybody that I can be the starter with him here, or, you know, it doesn't matter with him here or with him not. I was still gonna try to be the starting quarterback.
Was there any point last year where you were nervous or scared?
Not really. I'm not that type of guy. Like, I don't really too much get scared because I know it's a lot of situations that people done been in life that are way more nerve-wracking and, you know, threatening to their lives and in their situations that I shouldn't even get scared in a small situation in such a game.
Like what? Are you thinking of something that happened to you there? Or are you thinking of things that have happened to others around you?
No, I'm just saying others around me. You know, people been through other, you know, more, you know, different things that you shouldn't be scared at just about a game and something you love. As long as you come in prepared, you should be all right.
Ja'Cory Harris with us on 790. You're still rocking the mohawk?
No, I'm not rocking the mohawk. I'm actually growing out my hair because I have a bet going on with one of the freshmen, Brandon McGee. He told me that I can't cut my hair. If I cut my hair, I would have to pay him $50. And the only way I can cut my hair is if we win a national championship.
Well, what kind of bet is that? It seems like I don't understand. What's he giving you?
No, it's the same thing. If we both growing our hair. If he's growing his hair with me. So if he cuts his hair, he owes me $50.
A quarterback can't have a mohawk.
You're not supposed to have a mohawk.
I'm just asking. You don't see very many of them. You look around. I mean, maybe you could break the mold, but if you look around, have you seen a lot of quarterbacks that you say that guy's got a great mohawk?
No, you really don't see that. But I'm trying to break that mold. I'm trying to be a different type of quarterback. Bring more swagger to the position because, you know, to me, every time I think of a quarterback, I think of a cocky, arrogant person, that somebody that just, you know, thinks all about themselves, and, you know, they're just, I don't know. That's before I played quarterback, that's all I thought a quarterback was. But I'm trying to break that mold.
I have you winning a Heisman Trophy before you graduate. Is that too much pressure?
Oh, no, there's no pressure at all. I expect that.
You're going to win one, right?
I expect that.
Expect it?
I expect it because you're supposed to expect great things. You're supposed to expect the best. So, you know, I'm going to be here all of my years, so... I mean, I'm trying my best to get one.
You can't win a Heisman Trophy with a mohawk.
I guess that's why I don't have one anymore.
Well, yeah, I'm saying you don't see a lot of guys winning the Heisman Trophy with a mohawk. When was the last time you saw
it? You don't see them getting on stage with that. That's why I'm gonna get on stage with a pink suit on.
Really?
He's gonna wear a pink.
God, I want you to win.
Wear a pink suit. Do you have your speech prepared already?
No, I don't have a speech prepared.
You haven't written it out yet. Are you saving yourself for marriage?
No.
He didn't even save himself for sophomore year.
I'm sorry, but to all the people that do, you know, save their stuff for marriage, I can't say that I've did that.
Well, I mean, you say what to Tim Tebow, though? Do you believe him? Because my partners here don't believe him. I believe him, but my partners here don't believe him. Stu Gatz and Hawk think he's lying. I believe him.
Tebow said that?
Yeah, Tebow said he's still a virgin.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I got friends up there in Florida. I don't believe it.
So Tim Tebow's lying?
I think so. I think he was lying.
No, now we've got a rivalry going. Stu Gossett just called. You can't call.
No, but you really can't say anything to nobody about that situation because I guess that's a religious reason.
Well,
that's something. Those lines you don't want to really cross.
Will you be better than Tebow?
You know, that's kind of a hard thing to do. But I'm always trying to be better than him. But you know, he's a great guy. He's just so many standards in the college football, you know, college football world that you know it's going to be pretty hard to do.
You don't lack for confidence, though.
No, I don't. I don't.
Have you ever doubted yourself?
I wouldn't say doubted myself. I come across times where I would feel like, dang, what, like, is this going to go the right way or something like that? But I always come back to reality and realize that, you know, that I've worked too hard to get to where I'm at and to let anything, you know, get in the way.
What did you learn last year, Ja'Cory?
I learned patience. I learned that, you know, the whole year because I was playing basically – second string, I was the second string quarterback. And I learned that if you be patient, things will come to you. Like, I don't know, like after the Duke game, I expected to be, be the starter. After the Duke game, I expected to be the starter. But I knew that I helped my team win a game, and why ask for too much right now and things like that? Just be patient. Let everything come, and, you know, everything will take care of itself.
What was your lowest moment last season?
I would say my lowest moment, like, feeling would be after the Duke game because I expected to be started the next week, and I wasn't.
And so you – because you didn't say that. You muzzled it. You didn't say that.
Yeah.
Did you say something to Randy privately?
No. I talked to him about it, but, you know, he, like I said, he told me to just be patient. You know, things will work out for the better. You never know. Because I might be the starter at the end of the season, and it wind up being that.
Were you surprised that Marv left?
Yes, I was surprised because, you know, I didn't expect somebody that started 11 games to leave and you know, think that they weren't being treated the right way and things like that when you was the starting quarterback, when it would be situations in which people thought otherwise. So I never thought that he would leave. I thought he was going to be, you know, come back in spring and ready to compete.
Tell us something about last year that we don't know.
Let me see. Last year that you don't know. I started my rapping career.
Oh,
last year.
You're rapping? Are you any good?
Yeah, me and Tommy Street, we're little rappers on the team, so we're pretty good. We're pretty decent.
Can you freestyle?
Yeah, I can freestyle, but I don't think I'm gonna do it right now on the show.
Why not? Too much pressure?
No, it ain't no pressure. I just don't. I don't know if Coach Shannon would accept that.
Oh, because I bet you there's a whole lot of stuff in there that you're rapping about that you're not supposed to be rapping about.
It might be.
there's some bleeped out things, and that we can't help him with the bleeps live. Maybe we'll have you, but you feel like you're pretty good at it.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it.
Do you have a stage name?
J-12.
Stu Gotts. J-12.
Yeah, J-12.
Robert Marv do any of that?
Not that I knew of.
Pink suit wearing J-12? Pink suit wearing...
the pink suit, the pimp cup and all.
The pimp cup? You've got a pimp cup?
Yeah, I'm going to bring that to the ceremony.
A goblet? You're going to bring a goblet to the Heisman Trophy ceremony?
Yep, with diamonds and stuff all the way around it.
What about the cane? What about the pimp cane?
I don't know. Y'all might have to provide me with that.
No, for sure. We'll give you a 790 cane. How about the fedora?
The fedora? What is that?
The hat.
The hat?
The pimp's hat.
I don't know. I might want to show off my hairstyle I might have at the time, so I might not have one.
Wait a minute. Stugatz, you know what's happening here, don't you? Ja'Cory Harris is going – he's breaking the news on this show. You are going to rock a tremendous afro this year, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
You're not even going to braid it? You're just going to – it's going to, like, be the poofy old stuff?
I might braid it up later on during the season, but right now it's going to just be – I'm going through my phase two, the ugly stage, so I'm not looking too too attractive right now.
How many phases are there?
I think it's only three. You have stage one where you first begin, stage two where you have your little ugly stage, and then it's like stage three, you're busting out the cocoon, and you're ready for, you know, ready for the braids and all the different hairstyles.
Busting out of the cocoon like a beautiful Afro butterfly? Like a caterpillar becomes an Afro butterfly. So you're talking about giant hair, like ridiculous hair?
Yeah, my hair grow that far.
All right. So what? The ugly phase two lasts how long?
Oh, it depends on how long my hair grows. It depends on how long it takes for my hair to grow.
All right, Stu. Gotcha.
So however long it takes, that's how long I'll be in this stage.
All right, I owe you an apology because I said that I thought someone your age wasn't going to be a very very good interview. So I owe you an apology. I was very wrong.
No, I got a good humor.
All right, Ja'Cory Harris with us on 790 The Ticket. There you go, Stu Gatz.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to show up at the Heisman Trophy ceremony better than Tebow.
Win the next three, Ja'Cory.
With a pimp suit and a giant afro.
J12.
With a pink suit, a goblet. An Afro butterfly.
You want to add more, don't you?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Stu Gatz.
We have to.
Stu Gatz, have I ever been more wrong about an interview?
No.
Have I ever been? I said I don't like talking to the young kids. And he just told you Tim Tebow's a liar. He just told you Tim Tebow's a liar.
Yeah, and said he's going to win a Heisman.
And he's showing up dressed as a pimp to the Heisman Trophy ceremony.
He's got a suit picked out.
Oh, good God. Did we just get him in trouble?
No.
Did we just get him in trouble?
No.
You sure?
Positive.
All right.
You'll hear the interesting guests on the Dan Le Batard Show. From the Tennessee Titans, Courtland Finnegan.
Who has the worst breath in your huddle, Courtland?
Wow, I'm going to go with Albert.
And by position, you have to do it that way, right? I mean, if I were to say to you the position on the field most likely to have stink breath, it would be defensive line.
D-line. Oh, no question about it.
Do you think Goodell has bad breath?
Maybe.
smells like dictator. Breath smells like dictator.
Very much so.
The interesting guest talk here to Dan Le Batard and Stu Gatz on Sports Talk 790 The Ticket.
Thanks to Ja'Cory Harris for joining us. Lebo going to join us next segment with a mind bender. David Sampson coming up at 6 o'clock. 50-50 Club coming up today at 6 o'clock as well. I open up the doors at 790theticket.com. This week's featured restaurant, very popular spot in South Florida. Very popular spot for the show. We've done a number of events there. Dave and Buster's, two locations, Miami Dolphin Mall and in Hollywood in the Oakwood Plaza. Very popular spot, great time for the entire family, good food, great games, and they sell out in less than 5 minutes every time we feature them. Today's going to be no different, and coming up today at 6, 790 listeners, and this offer is good for both locations, guys, Miami and Hollywood. Coming up today at 6, 790 listeners can purchase a $50 gift certificate to Dave and Buster's. You get it for only $25.
The J12 Afro Butterfly Heisman campaign has just begun. It is wearing a pink suit. It is holding a goblet. Randy Shannon is horrified. Totally horrified.
He's going to be mad.
Randy Shannon, dictator, is not going to be happy with that. Disciplinarian guy. I don't know whether we got Ja'Cory in trouble or not. I hope we did not get Ja'Cory in trouble.
Well, he called Tebow a liar, so that's going to make its way up to Gainesville. Well, it's on its way up to Gainesville right now.
But that's our fault. That is our fault. That was a question. I don't know that. I mean, it's a fun question for us to ask.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a good question for a starting quarterback to pass on.
Probably. But we like the honesty, and he answered
it. We like it.
Yeah.
Yes, we like it.
Randy hates it.
We like it, but I'm guessing that's probably not going to be real good for him.
We probably won't have Ja'Cory back on, but if we do, it'll be completely different. They'll get on him pretty hard about that. But that was a great, great interview. And I love your nickname, Afro Butterfly.
Afro Butterfly.
Yep.
J12 Afro Butterfly Heisman campaign begins today. It is wearing a pink suit, and it has promised to appear at the Heisman Trophy ceremony holding a goblet, a pimp's goblet.
You want him to win, if for nothing else, then...
I want him to win every Heisman Trophy from now on.
Yeah, for the rest of time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Because you know he's going to freestyle his speech.
Yes.
He will go up there. He was not going to give the... He did not sound, correct? That did not sound like a quarterback.
No.
That's not how quarterbacks interview.
That is not
what quarterbacks say. It's not how they behave. And we love it.
We do.
What's not to love? But I'm guessing Randy Shannon not going to love that.
Well, I think most quarterbacks are cocky and confident. They just don't publicly
talk about how cocky and confident they are.
That's exactly how a Hurricane should sound. And you didn't hear that from Larry Coker, guys. All right? We're coming back.
Well, no, Larry Coker guys won a championship.
Yeah, Larry Coker guys had like the best team I've ever seen.
No. Larry
Ed
Coker recruits.
No. Ed Reed and Andre Johnson didn't and don't talk like that and didn't and don't need to.
Did a lot of winning. Yeah.
You'd never see Kirby Freeman talking like that, and that's why we were where we were. All right? We're back.
What are you talking
about?
We're
back because our quarterback has that swagger. We're back.
Oh, God.
Afro butterfly.
Maybe he's good. I mean, maybe if he's good, it's swagger. Remember I made fun of the swagger. You remember one of those games? I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago. The defense had its swagger back. They were dancing on the field to music, and then Butch Davis ran a double reverse, and they went like 60 yards on the next play.
Yeah, no more swagger.
North Carolina ran 60 yards. I don't know who it was.
Mm-hmm.
One of their NFL receivers, whether it was Tate or Nick, somebody.
I'm big on swagger, though.
We like swagger. It just doesn't mean anything. We like swagger.
Well, I think UM fans prefer their quarterback talking the way Ja'Cory just talked. And that brings back some memories for Canes fans. Really?
I don't know. I mean, I would say Canes fans of a certain age. I don't know what the tipping point is on that age, but I'm guessing there are plenty of people in our audience who did not like how Ja'Cory sounded during that interview.
You talked to a lot of Canes during the mid-80s and into the early 90s. A lot of the players, did that feel like an interview that was done in the 80s?
I'll tell you what. There's been no, I will say this flatly, I've never heard a University of Miami quarterback talk like that. That is not how UM quarterbacks talk. For all the swagger that surrounded him, it wasn't at that position.
Craig Erickson never gave you any of that?
Steve Waltz, Toretta, Testaverde. It was never... That at that position.
Come on, Covington had some swagger.
None of them. Not Kenny Kelly, not Ryan Clement, not Ryan Collins, not any of them. Not white, not black, not good, not bad. None of them. The quarterback does not talk like that. But I don't know how UM fans feel about it. What do you think Randy Shannon is going to think of that? Because I'm guessing that Randy Shannon is not going to like that. I don't know that Randy Shannon likes the individualism, that he likes individuality.
Well, you know Randy very well. So does he like the cockiness? Does he like the confident kid?
I'm guessing that he doesn't want his quarterback talking like that.
I mean, listen, he said he thinks he's going to win a national championship. He said that. He thinks he's going to win a Heisman Trophy. I think that, Dan, I mean, he's an athlete, and he's got high expectations for himself. You think Randy's going to be that upset with that? I think it's the Tebow stuff he might be upset with.
He said Tim Tebow was a liar. He said he's showing up in a pimp suit to the Heisman. Guys, in what world am I living in when Randy Shannon's going to be okay with somebody showing up to the Heisman, saying he's going to win the Heisman, and show up in a pimp suit?
Yeah.
In a pink pimp suit with a goblet. Are we really having this discussion?
How long after he hung